Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But today, we're diving into something a little different, something vital. Longevity. A recent study in Nature Medicine uses the UK Biobank to explore what helps people live longer.
Fascinating. So is it all about kale smoothies and those expensive biohacking treatments?
Surprisingly, no. While lifestyle matters, genetics only accounted for about 3% of longevity variation. Age and sex were the biggest factors at 47%, followed by environment and lifestyle at 17%. Imagine that.
Hold on, only 3% for genetics? I thought our DNA was our destiny.
Right? Turns out, it's more nuanced. The study highlighted some key environmental factors. Smoking, as expected, significantly increases the risk of premature death, about 60% higher. But get this, being educated, employed, and wealthy were strongly linked to longer lives. Almost like a modern elixir of life.
So money buys happiness and longevity.
Well, correlation, not causation, remember? It's likely more about access to better healthcare and resources. But something really interesting emerged. Social connections. Living with a partner is as beneficial as exercise. And regular family visits or having a confidant also lowers mortality risks.
Wait, so having friends helps you live longer? That's amazing. But is it just that lonely people tend to be less healthy overall?
That's the million-dollar question. The study suggests loneliness itself plays a role. It's linked to higher cellular inflammation and poorer immune response. Plus, loneliness obviously impacts mental well-being, which is another key factor.
I see, interesting.
And mental well-being matters. People reporting feeling fed up or unenthusiastic or frequently tired had a significantly higher mortality risk.
So, a positive outlook literally adds years to your life.
It seems so. Even childhood experiences have an impact. Being overweight at age 10 or having a mother who smoked during pregnancy increased mortality risk.
Wow, that's quite the long-term effect.
Absolutely. Now, the study also looked at specific diseases. Environmental factors are more significant for some, like lung and liver disease, while genetics play a larger role in others, like certain cancers and brain diseases.
Got it. So a more personalized approach is needed for different conditions.
Exactly. One last thing. There were some quirky correlations. Having an open fireplace or eating lots of cheese was linked to lower mortality risk. But it's likely due to those being associated with higher wealth in Britain.
Cheese lovers rejoice. But seriously, this study is a game changer. It highlights the importance of not just physical health, but also social connection and mental well-being for a longer life.
Absolutely. It's not just about living longer, but living better. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, stay healthy, stay connected, and stay curious.
Goodbye.